Now for some news items. We'll start with what appears to be some success stories for businesses, such as local construction firm R.G. Carter and the plans for a new mustard processing plant. And it seems the old chestnut, the NDR, Northern Distributor Road, is to come in under budget. Business individuals are in the news too, with a new president for the Norwich Chamber of Commerce. Then, more success stories as we hear of various charity fundraising events for, amongst others, the Big C and Children in Need.
So first, one of Norfolk's best-known family firms says it's building for the future following a year of heavy investment. R.G. Carter Holdings saw turnover and profits dip in 2017, but the group chief executive, Anna Dugdale, said the company was satisfied to have shaken off industry uncertainty to post a positive year. "We're pleased to have delivered a profitable result," she said. "Building and construction continues to be a challenging sector to operate in, and with Brexit looming and structural changes in the industry, this has created uncertainty in the marketplace." The company, which employs nearly 1,100 people, said it had spent heavily in its buildings and infrastructure during the period, part of a £10 million investment in the past 2 years. That includes the opening of a new office, workshop and laboratory in Attleborough to support its growing engineering business, a new office in Chelmsford and further investment in Cambridge.
Plans for a new processing plant, which will preserve elements of the production of Coleman's mustard in Norfolk, have been given the go-ahead. An application from Condimentum Limited to build a 20-metre milling tower at the Greater Norwich Food Enterprise Zone in Honingham has been unanimously supported by members of Broadland District Council's Planning Committee. The scheme, which also includes 6 storage hopper silos, will allow mustard and mint production for the Heritage brand to continue in Norfolk beyond the closure of Carrow Works in Norwich next year. The proposals came after Unilever announced its intentions to follow Britvic out of the Norwich factory, with the committee delegating authority to the council's head of planning to approve the scheme.
The final bill for the multi-million pound Norwich Northern Distributor Road is likely to be revealed next month. And council bosses say they remain confident that it will come in within the £205 million budget, which councillors agreed to extend after the costs for the 12.5-mile road went up. Just under a year ago, Norfolk County Council agreed to add an extra £26 million to the budget for the road, which stretches from the A47 at Postwick to the east of the city to the A1067 to the west. Officers had asked for permission to increase the £178.9 million budget because the contractor, Balfour Beatty, had pushed up the price due to the extra costs accrued in building the road. Reasons for the extra costs included delays in getting the go-ahead to take the road over the railway line at Rackheath, changes in design, increases in the price of buying land, and having to spend more than predicted on diverting utilities such as gas pipes. Negotiations between the County Council and the contractors have been continuing, but the final figure should be known soon, and it comes at a time when council committees are having to figure out how to make millions of pounds of savings.
The Norfolk Chamber of Commerce has elected the second female president in its 122-year history. Fiona Ryder was selected for a 2-year term at the business organization's AGM. In her inaugural speech, Mrs. Ryder, managing director of TCD Media, outlined her key themes for her term. These included innovation, which she put into the context of Brexit, saying firms would need to innovate, modernize, and apply new ways of thinking to overcome challenges such as potential new border controls and improving productivity. As only one of 2 women to ever hold the office of president at the Norfolk Chamber, she also expressed her desire to promote modernization of corporate culture and boardrooms to ensure better economic outcomes.
More than 20 women took to the catwalk as part of the 7th annual Keeping Abreast, More Than Just a Fashion Show. Women who have had a mastectomy, lumpectomy or breast reconstruction walked the Open Norwich catwalk in aid of the Norwich-based charity Big C. Women taking part in the show were showing off local Norwich fashion pieces for the likes of Scarlett and Jarrell's. Carolyn Atkins, who was walking down the catwalk for the first time since her surgery, said, "I was diagnosed in 2013 and was only signed off at the beginning of last year. This event shows great solidarity. It's a chance to show people that you can get through cancer."
People came in their hundreds to meet Pugsy Bear and raise more than £700 for children in need in Eaton Park. This is the 7th year that Pudsey had come to visit the park's miniature railway, which each year donates the day's revenue to children in need. Catherine Wright, station master, said, "We have once again raised a worthwhile sum for children in need thanks to all the park visitors who bought tickets. Passengers rode around the railway circuit on 5 different trains behind diesel and steam engines. Mike Riches, owner of Todd the Diesel, said, I had the idea to use my first-class coach to raise additional funds for children in need, and it worked well. Eaton Park Miniature Railway is owned and operated by Norwich and District Society of Model Engineers."
Words are at the centre of almost everything at our theatres, from song lyrics to play scripts to the "he's behind you" of a pantomime audience. So it's appropriate that they took centre stage at a moving event. Norwich Theatre Royal handed over a special quilt to a daycare centre for those with dementia. The quilt, or cloth of kindness, was created by a group of people with the condition and their carers under the direction of the artist Sally Ann Lomas during workshops at the theatre earlier this year. The Cloth of Kindness is a project which brings together people to embroider their thoughts and experiences of kindness on individual patches, which are then sewn together. Ms. Lomas said, "Sewing is a very soothing activity." During the workshops, people remembered relatives, friends and partners. Stephen Crocker, the theatre's chief executive, described the workshops as serene. The quilt was handed over by Mr. Crocker, with Mark Armstrong and Micah Balfour, cast members of Still Alice, a play telling the story of a Harvard professor diagnosed with Alzheimer's, to the Trust Daycare Centre. The original Cloth of Kindness was made by Ms. Lomas for an exhibition on Julian of Norwich. The inspiration was the mystic's belief that we are enfolded in divine love.